Interior of a New Year's Eve party. Liquor and snacks scattered on the counter.
Are you ready for the countdown? Hey, there you go.
Lauren staggers out on the balcony. Peter sneaks up from behind and wraps his arms around her.
You got the midnight playlist ready?
Peter reaches into his pocket.
Hey, Nick, by the way, I should be here by now.
Lauren looks around.
Okay.
Her silver blouse shimmering.
First, I've got news.
Festive lights are strung up in the background.
Brad Smith's interns dropped out, and they want me.
Partygoers drink from their red party cups.
Brad Smith, as in across the country, Brad Smith?
As in the biggest market.
Girl drums along with her party favor.
Right, no, this is amazing. Except I'm signing the lease for the art gallery, and you're supposed to stay with Gable so that we can be here together, remember?
Hey, look, I know it's a lot to digest, but this is a big opportunity for me, Lauren. Okay?
Lauren looks down and away.
Okay, I gotta queue up this playlist, but let's talk about this more after the party.
Peter grabs his phone from his pocket and kisses Lauren on the cheek. Lauren, disappointed, walks back into the house. She strolls into the kitchen, grabs a bottle of champagne from a bucket of ice, smiles. Her jacket is loosely thrown over her shoulders.
Hey, y'all, Happy New Year.
She fakes a smile and raises her red party cup.
Hey, Happy New Year.
She wanders through the partying guests, joins them for a few moves. Exhales deeply. Nick and Tara walk up the porch.
There you are. Oh, happy
Nick and Lauren hug. Lauren presents the bottle.
I'll wait until the countdown. I will take some.
Tara in a black jacket offers to join.
I am Lauren.
Lauren fills a red party cup for Tara, who takes a drink.
Okay, you usually take it easy at your own parties.
Yeah, well, your boyfriend didn't just change the plans on you, which clearly didn't take what I want into account. So there's that.
Lauren takes a large drink and staggers. Yeah, Tara catches her. The three take a seat on the outdoor sofa. A coffee table with snacks and red cups sits in the middle. Lauren looks over at Sydney, who is sitting by herself.
Hey, you're Sydney, a track star.
Tears still moisten her face. She drinks from a pink travel mug.
You see, now that's a proper guest. Thank you.
Hey. Nick rubs her back in comfort.
Yeah, I'm fine. My boyfriend got me. I'm number four.
Lauren is sympathetic.
Enjoy that club because Nick here just got stood up. Lauren just had the goalposts changed.
Looks like we are part of the Broken Hearts Club.
Well, okay, maybe we are right now, but the one we're meant to be with has got to be out there somewhere, right? So we just have to be the smart,
Lauren nods in confirmation.
We are, and start making some great choices. Like, no more Into You, Ab, because you will not find your soulmate on that.
I'd have to agree with that.
I wasn't looking, but done and done.
Tara deletes the dating app from her phone.
Where you two love each other.
If that's true, then I'd give him another chance. Talk it out.
Yeah, but remind him of what you want. Definitely.
And then maybe I should talk to Byron and give him another shot.
No, 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 no. Sorry,
four dumps is not a charm.
Ladies, look at us. We're solving each other's romantic crises right now. So, we are not a Broken Hearts Club. We're the Love Club.
I like it.
You know what? Hey, let's think about it. From this day forward, we are there for one another and our hearts are this.
To the
Nick
Love
grabs
Club.
The bottle of champagne. The four of them toast.
Do the Love Club.
Tara takes a selfie. Aerial view over the water. The Love Club. Lauren. Aerial of the city skyscapes. The sun peaks between some high rises. The downtown booming metropolis and lake in the distance. A large park just outside of the city. Traffic flows steadily on the freeway. 10 years later, exterior of Lauren's contemporary home. Her gray SUV pulls up into the driveway. The long vertical windows are accented by the dark gray doors. Lauren exits the vehicle, now sporting a curlier haired look. Stephanie, her daughter, exits the back seat. They open the hatch. Lauren hands Stephanie a mini beige suitcase and a gray knapsack. She throws a knapsack over her shoulder. A red Tesla pulls into the driveway. Stephanie enters the house through the front door. Peter exits the car. He wears a light-colored dress shirt and light gray slacks.
How was the parent-teacher meeting?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, the teacher said she's very creative.
Oh.
Yeah, look at this.
Lauren reaches into the back of the SUV and pulls out a furled-up painting.
Oh.
The students had to close their eyes and just let the brush flow around the page.
Well, Steph really ran with this, huh?
That's what I...
Peter holds the painting stretched out. He rolls it back up.
At the meeting. You know work.
Yeah, I know.
Lauren nods.
Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
Peter takes a brown paper-wrapped print. He notices the label.
You're owned by Sanders now.
It is my maiden name, Peter.
Right.
Peter lays the print against the SUV.
Oh, there's my girl. You all ready
it's
to go?
It's Dad's visitation time.
Okay.
Bye,
Stephanie hands her green fabric bag to her dad and hugs Lauren goodbye.
Before I forget, my lawyer's been asking when the executed papers will be ready.
Yeah, I'll have those done when I get a chance to read them over.
Hey, you're the one who wanted to get things moving, so...
Yes, I'm just getting things done, like I always do.
Right.
Peter looks away, turns, and leaves.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Lauren waves.
Let's go.
Sadness overcomes her face. Lauren is on the phone in her kitchen.
Miss Sanders, I'm just following
It also is contemporary
position.
With white and gray cupboards.
Right. I understand, but I volunteer at the art college, and I've also been collecting art for years. But plus, I'm head of the...
She has various colored papers and a book open on the long gray counter.
Right. Well, thank you for your consideration.
She scratches out a line in her book. She pulls out the large manila envelope containing the divorce papers. Dread takes over. She places her phone on the long white marble counter. She pulls the papers from the envelope. Divorce agreement. She drops them on the counter and places her hands down. She picks up her phone and answers the call.
Hi, Diane. It's okay. No, I have the new...
She pulls the soccer schedule from underneath the divorce agreement.
No, it's fine. I will blast out to the team tonight. Okay.
She ends the call, looking overwhelmed. She focuses across the room. She slowly walks over and takes the framed selfie from New Year's Eve off the side table. The Love Club.
Ladies.
Lauren sits up in her bed,
have you ever
typing on her laptop.
Somewhere?
Sydney and Theo cook in the kitchen.
Like, who would have thought...
Theo puts funnel cakes up onto the counter.
Peter, have a daughter.
And the new burger. Sydney grabs her phone and checks her email. She places it back down on the counter. Nick sips coffee on the porch.
Not all the good stuff, because here I am, staring
Nick reads the email, rests on her elbows.
Yep.
Tara brings her bag into Mike's lounge.
Fun time,
she
right?
checks her phone.
Although, if it means I get to connect with the Love Club...
Tara collapses her carry-on and walks up the stairs.
Because I'm guessing this...
View from the fireplace at Lauren sitting on the bed finishing the email.
Here's a link. You know what to do.
She closes the lid of the laptop. Aerial view of a heavily wooded suburban area. The large houses each have a decent-sized piece of land. Outside of the cake store, a patron holds the door for Lauren, who speedwalks to her car with pink boxes. She opens her SUV and climbs inside, putting the boxes beside her. She grabs her iPad and flips open the cover. She places it on the dashboard of her car and begins a video call with the girls.
Oh.
Lauren takes a large bite of a brownie.
Family to the party. Peter's got staff and he got to send her with something for the big sale today, so.
So, does that mean it's official?
Lauren chews and swallows.
It is. It's just not, official because I still need to sign the documentals, but I will.
Are you sure? Because you do that weird accent thing when you're lying.
Yep.
And, I mean, you guys took that time apart, so.
Look, I'm sure, okay? I just need to find the time to read over the papers. But, there's just so much going on. Like, Steph's birthday is coming up, so, it's not a
fixable dilemma.
I'm so sorry, Lauren.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, I have an idea of what might make things better. Us. And cocktails, of course.
Oh, and I can prep the food.
Really? I would love that because the house does feel a little empty lately, so.
Well, then we'll fill it.
Oh, I can't wait to see you guys. Love you guys so much.
Lauren Double Waves. Aerial view of the city's lakeshore. Exterior of Lauren's home.
I can't believe you all coordinated coming together. Pretty
the Love Club walks through the impressive kitchen.
What is impressive?
They walk through the large patio doors to the outdoor furniture.
Did you design this yourself?
Oh, girl, of course.
They take a seat on the wicker furniture.
The school's a designer.
I would have hired you, but you're too busy turning that inn into a little love nest with Josh.
Can I wait to feel nauseous until later?
Come on, you are singing on a
Nick
cruise
begins
ship
to pour the
How
wine.
How romantic is that?
I was singing, okay? And the only thing that I clung to on that raft is
Sydney pulls out her trusty pink travel mug.
Buffets. Sid, how's the restaurant?
Nick fills another glass.
Home cooking came and filmed an episode.
Well, that's my girl. So proud of you.
And she fills Sydney's travel mug.
Because you still have this mug from...
She hands it to Sydney, who welcomely accepts.
Now tell us.
Tara leans in.
How'd you get here?
Lauren lifts her eyebrows.
Yeah, right.
She places her glass on the table.
So, you know, Peter and I took some time apart a few months ago. It really got me thinking how I put my dreams of opening a gallery on hold, doing everything for everyone else, while Peter chased his dreams. I mean, it's as if he sees my art collecting as just a hobby and forgot that I had plans
to. Tara shakes her head.
And now I can't even find a job as a gallery assistant.
You guys had the best story. College sweethearts, married right after grad. Even if there were some bumps along the way.
Sorry to disappoint you, but those bumps, they turn into mountains. No rom-com happy ending here.
Well, that's okay, because I am here to tell you, single life does have
Tara it. Tara grabs her phone from her purse.
Are you still on that dating site?
Only because the high seas were so dry.
Nick shakes Thanks, her head and Tara. Laughs.
I don't think I'm ready for that yet. I mean, Peter has always been the only one.
All the more reason to have some fun here. Change my location.
Tara taps her phone.
Now you can see what you've been missing.
And hands it to Lauren.
Right.
Tara jumps up and sits on the arm of the couch beside her.
Okay.
Sid takes a seat beside Nick. Lauren begins left swiping through the app.
You would love the puppy.
Lauren continues swiping left.
Oh, Thomas.
Her next swipe brings up Peter. Tara reaches over and takes her phone back.
I'm sure he's just fooling
Sid is
around.
Wide-eyed.
I don't mean, like, fooling around. I mean, just, you know, fooling around putting his profile up just for fun.
Nick, it's okay.
Lauren shrugs.
In fact, you know what? I don't even need to read the papers because I know exactly what we agreed on, so I'm just going to sign them.
Lauren gets up and walks into the kitchen.
Some more?
She grabs the manila envelope. She brings the papers back out to the patio.
There is nothing else to think about.
She reaches in and pulls out the agreement. She flips through the pages and signs. Nick and Sydney are both saddened. Lauren tosses the agreement and pen onto the table. She cheers Tara. Exterior dawn of Lauren's home. Nick is yawning at the espresso machine.
Girl, you are still the hostess with the mostest.
She wears a red sleeveless blouse.
Peter
walks in.
Well, not that you shouldn't be here. It's just...
He motions to Nick for a hug.
It's so good to see
Nick
you.
Nick walks over. Oh, they hug.
Nice to see you too, Nick.
Oh, look, everyone. Peter's here.
Morning.
Hello, ladies.
Peter, what are you doing?
Lauren walks straight past him.
Steph forgot her science book, and I didn't want to bother you, so I used my key.
He flips it around his finger.
I'll grab it.
Lauren pours coffee from a small glass carafe.
So, you're all here for a visit, or what?
It's a little girl's trip.
They stand around the large marble island. Great. Tara grabs the sweetener.
Good.
Lauren hands Peter the science book. He raises it in the air.
Are these for me?
Peter stops at the end of the counter.
Signing and everything.
Lauren picks them up.
We had a wine incident.
Right.
Peter smiles.
My lawyer sent us new copies.
Okay.
Peter looks around awkwardly.
Shouldn't you be working?
Yeah, I should be off. I'll see you all later when I bring Steph home.
Oh, yeah. We'll be here.
All right. Have a good one.
Sydney quickly sneaks over to the end of the counter.
That seemed amicable.
Yeah, seeing as he still has a key.
Please, it's just for convenience. Like, if I wasn't here, he'd be able to come in and just grab whatever.
Nick drinks fresh orange juice. Lauren looks at her watch.
I got some job interviews that are gonna go nowhere, but please, make yourselves at home.
She taps Nick on the shoulder. Lauren exits.
Convenience? No way. I think it's a one foot in the door kind of thing.
I think it's a control thing, so that Peter can still feel like the man of the house.
Sid, what do you think?
I mean, I love Lore, and I hate that she's feeling this way, but I also feel bad for both of them. So I don't know what to think.
Come on,
Sydney squirts the chocolate syrup.
She did the whole it's official thing. Tara, you made fun of her for doing that accent. So maybe it's a good thing we spilled wine on the papers.
Oh, seriously, Nick, this isn't one of those sappy movies you like watching.
Hey, for the record, I like all movies now. Thanks.
Tara smirks warmly.
But yes, I am serious. I think, you know, we need to figure out if I'm right.
Nick grabs the papers off the table. Aerial shot of the rich suburbs, large houses on large lots. Sydney preps the food in the extravagant contemporary kitchen. She places the large plate of kapuras at the center.
Well, I figured it's our first dinner together.
Sid waves her hands over the counter.
The greatest hits. Mama Standa noodles and New Year's Eve pakoras.
Mm. I love how you pivot.
Nick enters the kitchen.
Star to master chef. Where's Tara?
Oh, she's just taking a shower. How are the interviews?
Like I said.
Nick huffs and turns away.
They can't seem to understand that the gap in my resume isn't because I was lazy or out of
Sid mood. Grabs the sauces from the counter and places them on the island.
And a part-time teacher.
Nick grabs the wine glasses.
Pseudo-assistant.
You know, I read that a stay-at-home mom has the same amount of work as three full-time
Nick points,
jobs.
Wine yes, bottle in hand. She places the bottle on the island.
Hey, bud.
And sets up the wine glasses. Go. Stephanie Wait, runs in and hugs her mom.
Except we just found
Peter is behind
so
her.
They weren't homemates.
That's my bad. I should have been on bake sale duty.
What else is new? Well, sweetie, you remember Sid and Nick?
Well, of course she does. Except I don't remember you being
Stephanie wears a yellow top and her hair tied in a tight bun up top.
Go. It was nice seeing you two again. Send Tara my regards.
No. You know what? Why
Nick
don't you
scrambles.
Why don't you stay? I said you made enough food, right?
She gives Sid the nudge with her eyebrows. Lauren gives her the scowl.
I don't want to crash your party.
Please, Dad, I didn't get to show you my science project.
Well, if it's okay with your mom, then...
Please, Mom?
Stephanie grabs Lauren's arm.
The more the merrier.
Nick hands Peter and Lauren a glass of wine. Lauren sits with her wine glass extended, unimpressed.
They're
gathered at the table poolside. Tara nods. Peter is awkward. Nick and Sid look down at the table.
Peter, how's business?
Yeah. Lauren said you've been all about that.
Right. Well, I've been focused so that we wouldn't have to worry about our future.
No, Lauren sways her wine glass.
Well, you've both built a really beautiful home here.
Thanks.
Peter smiles.
Steph's grown up, so...
Steph looks at Tara. Sydney raises her glass and drinks. Lauren gets up from the table.
Dessert so we could wrap this up.
Here.
Sydney goes to stand, but Nick grabs her arm.
Laura, why don't you guys head in and grab the dessert and we'll start.
Tara gives Nick a look. Lauren rolls her eyes.
Project ready to show Dad.
Peter and Stephanie both get up from the table. Peter wipes off his jeans. The three of them head inside. Tara watches as they enter the house.
Well, I think this whole setup to prove he has one foot in the door failed. So... the best thing is to help Laura get on with things.
After you?
Well, I was certain that I felt something.
All I felt was uncomfortable.
The girls get up from the table, bringing plates and glasses with them. They walk around the pool towards the patio. Nick looks in the house.
Oh, did you see that?
The girls stop behind her.
The way they're moving around each other. I mean, they're so in sync. That is a sign.
Peter outstretches his arm. Lauren presses against his shoulder.
It's like walking around a horse to let it know you're there.
How do you know that?
What, I did a singing gig at a horse derby.
Tara lifts her eyebrows and walks away.
What?
Aerial view of the city's lakeshore. Lauren applies her makeup in the large mirror. Nick steps into the bedroom.
So just wanted me to let you know that she's taking Steph to school.
Oh, thanks for that. You know, Steph really loves hanging with you guys.
Yeah, well, we do too.
Nick claps her hands together.
Dinner last night was really nice, all of us.
And takes a seat on the edge of the bed.
Maybe the three of you should do it again, you know?
Lauren puts in her earrings.
Parents are getting along.
I don't think I can fake it anymore now that I know that he's dating.
Well, I mean, would you be faking it? I felt a vibe. I mean, maybe you called us here for more than just moral support.
Okay, fine. Yes, I did hesitate with the papers, but that's just because it's a really big deal.
Nick nods slightly.
But maybe it's also something else.
Lauren looks away. Down and then back at Nick. Tara sits in a brown leather chair watching TV and eating pakoras.
That's how good since pakoras are for breakfast.
We have to help Lore.
Nick enters the kitchen.
We agree. We need to help her move on.
She places a coffee cup on the counter.
She's not even sure how she's feeling, so all of this could just not even be over.
And pours coffee from the glass carafe. She places it back on the counter and grabs the cream.
That'll make her feel something.
Tara joins her, phone in hand.
Hey, Laura, perfect.
Lauren enters the room.
You need to set up your dating profile. How about we take some pics?
Right
now? Nick stirs her coffee.
I don't know if I made up enough for that.
You look beautiful.
Tara motions across the room.
I am so not participating in this.
Lauren walks over, preparing to pose. So, Tara follows, ready to snap the shots.
Let's see. I love art. And my daughter, of course.
Yes, that's good. Good. Keep going.
I love collecting art. But I guess that's the same as the whole loving art thing, right?
You know what? Maybe we wait and think on all of this later.
Oh, I know. What about the gallery, the one you wanted to open? That's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, but it never happened, so.
We'll make it happen. Okay, look at
Tara
all the
motions
art here.
Around the room.
I mean, it's already like a gallery. And how fabulous would gallery owner sound on your profile, huh?
Lauren smiles awkwardly.
I have been following this incredible group of upcoming artists I would love to showcase.
And you have such a great eye. Right, Nick?
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, you're right. I do have a great eye.
I think
Tara edits the picture she just took on her phone.
You know what? I'm going to do it.
She fills in the bio information.
I'm there and I find myself my own space for my art gallery.
Lauren scrolls through messages on her phone.
You supposed to profile?
Yeah, that's what we're doing, right?
Oh, gosh. Hey, what did I miss?
Sydney joins the girls at the large island.
What?
Daytime view of old downtown and new downtown in the background. Exterior of the art gallery building. Chandelier hangs from the bare ceilings and the paint-stripped walls. The realtor with portfolio in hand leads Lauren through the glass front doors.
It just needs a bit of brightening.
Oh, well, nothing a little artwork can't take care of.
Oh.
The realtor checks her phone.
My son. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead, take it. I'm going to poke around.
She answers the call and walks towards the front doors. Lauren strolls slowly through the space. She's giddy. A dark-haired gentleman appears on the stairs.
Yes.
Lauren turns.
Hello? Who are you?
I'm Carlos.
Carlos wears chinos and a striped shirt. His dark, thick hair brushed back. Razor stubble on his face.
It's my pleasure. Are you renting?
Oh, I don't know yet. I want to open an art gallery, but this is the first place I've seen.
Ah, a fellow artist.
Oh, no, I'm not an artist, but I do love art in all its forms, like you. I mean, because you are an artist, I'm assuming because you said,
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, Lauren. I'm sure if you rent this space, you'll transform it into one of unimaginable beauty.
The realtor enters through the front doors.
I hope you meet again.
Carlos takes her hand and kisses it. He cups it with his other hand and walks away.
I'll take it.
The realtor opens her portfolio and grabs the paperwork. Exterior of Lauren's home. Nick walks through the kitchen to the patio doors.
That Lauren was inspired to open her gallery, but I wish there was a way to find out if there's something between
She takes a seat on the wicker
and
furniture.
Dating is the
Tara
way to make
approaches.
That
she lifts her glasses from her face.
You want to know where his head is at? Then here.
I just sent him a message on into you.
What? Why?
Relax. It wasn't really me, okay? It was my
Tara walks over and joins them.
Jolene.
Why do you have a dummy profile?
Sydney helps herself to Nick's popcorn.
I want to just cruise.
I'm sorry, no, can we just get back to the point here? What did you send to him?
Just that I liked his profile. A lot. And now, depending on how Peter responds, we're going to know if he's moved on or not. And if he has, well, what's good for the goose is good.
Sid looks at Nick, unconvinced. Daytime of old downtown.
Here's that proposal you wanted.
Peter walks down the hall with his phone in his hand.
Jolene.
Dan, his light-haired co-worker, hands him some paperwork.
I told you it was a good idea to get back out there.
Yeah, okay, don't get too excited. I only
Dan checks out the fake profile Tara created.
Because you're getting divorced. Yeah,
so I'm told.
Dan swipes for the fake profile.
He's in a way.
The girls are huddled together.
What does that mean?
Nothing
Nick
really.
Holds the bowl of popcorn
okay, well, like
on her lap.
Or like a hey over here, or it's non-committal. For now.
Non-committal.
Yeah, not bad. Oh, she's cute.
Wait, what are you
Peter
doing?
Sits behind his desk.
Nothing.
Dan continues scanning through Peter's matches. Dan throws up his finger
match.
And hands.
Seriously. Oh, her name is Serena. She's great with kids, and she's in marketing.
He turns the phone to show
right,
Peter the profile.
Give it up already.
Okay. But I'm telling you, you need to get back out there. Your wife has.
What do you mean?
Dan pauses in awkwardness. He hands the phone over to Peter. There's Lauren's profile. Sydney and Nick sit opposite one another.
No, that one's for me.
Tara sits on the edge of the patio.
Sam, that's kind of cute.
She scans through her matches.
Hey. Guys, guess what?
Lauren
what?
Runs out.
Really?
Yes,
Tara grabs a seat on the couch. Oh, Lauren hugs Sydney.
So cute and eclectic. And there's his artist, Carlos, who lives upstairs. And he is so handsome. Okay, now I just need to go and figure out what pieces to bring in. Oh, shoot, I gotta pick up Steph.
Oh, we can do that.
You sure? Mm-hmm. That'd be great. She has to be at a sleepover tonight, so she'll only sit back one bag when she comes home. Thanks, guys. I'm so excited.
Lauren jumps up and runs back into the house.
Well, guess she's not going to need that dating app anymore.
No. Because now we have a bigger fish to fry, and his name is Carlos.
Aerial view of the suburbs, a city in the far distance.
We should just let
Stephanie
this go.
Enters
there
the front door,
fun, if you know
followed
what I mean.
By the love
well,
club.
It's not really fun if it means that there's no chance of her and you know who getting back together.
But if she doesn't know she still loves you know who and vice versa.
Well, hey,
Stephanie takes off her backpack.
He sent to Jolene was a non-committal aide.
I know mom and dad still love each other.
Of course they do, sweetie. And they're always going to.
So my friends.
Stephanie leans on the counter with her
too.
Elbows.
But they really don't. But mom and dad do.
How can you be so sure?
Because they both still sleep on one side of their beds. Like the other part of them is missing.
Nick's eyes slowly turn towards the girls.
Hey, Bug.
Lauren enters the kitchen.
You have about
She tosses her arm around Stephanie and taps her shoulder.
And if you guys are good, I'm going to go to Peter's office before he leaves for the day. I was hoping he'd loan me one of these incredible art pieces I gave him for his 30th.
Nick nudges Sydney.
You should butter him up with some cookies that I made earlier.
Sid hands over a medium-sized container
okay.
of cookies.
But you're still coming by the gallery later, right?
Mm-hmm. The girls all nod.
Okay, great. Bye, baby.
Lauren hugs and kisses her daughter on the head. Tara taps her on the shoulder as she walks by. Daytime exterior, Peter's office. Lauren strolls in carrying the cookies in a black bag. She walks through the main area. Past the What's You marketing sign. And peeking around the corner looking for Peter, she sees the pieces of art she came for.
It's perfect.
She places the cookies on Peter's desk. She sets her bag down. She picks up the framed photo from Peter's desk. It's of their family. Lauren smiles slightly. She exits from Peter's office area. She scans the office as she walks back towards the entrance. She approaches two of his co-workers.
Hey, is Peter around?
Lauren walks over and ducks behind the wall. Peter exits with Serena, her long brunette hair falling over her white top.
Silly wave turned into a last-minute coffee date.
Yes, I'm glad I messaged you back. I mean,
Lauren looks on, angrily.
Same occupation, same. A lot of things, really.
Apparently, yes, including that meeting I have with your colleague upstairs in 5 minutes. Just another amazing connection we happen to have.
Lauren rolls her eyes.
Well, I hope that we can do this again. I was thinking maybe we do cocktails or dinner next time.
Sounds great.
Dan exits from the elevator. He stops as he notices Serena. Lauren turns, disgusted, and walks away. The sun rises over the cityscape. Peter sits down in his black leather chair. His laptop sits on his white desk. He contemplates for a moment. The large green leaf plant takes up the corner of the room. He looks up at the bare wall.
Where'd my paintings go?
The sun sets over the city skyline. Lauren drills in a screw and shoots at it angrily. She steps and walks away, putting the drill on a small table. The love club enters. Tara scans the space.
Right. Glad you like it.
Lauren is still visibly angry.
So is that the painting?
Tara points to the painting, which is leaning up against the wall.
Peter must be impressed you're doing all this.
I'm gonna know, because he's too busy on his date with Serena. It's a perfect match on Into You.
Well, are you sure it was a date?
Oh, I'm sure.
Lauren drills in another screw. The girls are a little disappointed.
It's okay.
Lauren stretches out her arms.
That ship has sunk, but my ship is ready to set sail. Look at me. I'm a whole new woman. And I'm so ready to start my life over again the way that I planned, which includes finding someone who appreciates me. Peter didn't even get art.
God.
Carlos enters the gallery. The girls turn.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry to see you.
You too.
The love club approves.
Don't you know your friends? This is Sid, Nick, and Tara.
Nick waves and smiles. Carlos puts his hand on his chest.
This is for you.
Carlos presents a bottle of alcohol.
Thank you.
Now, please explain to me, is that the Geraldo?
Carlos points over to the painting.
Oh,
he slowly walks over,
really?
Mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren joins him.
I mean, I am a huge admirer of his work. I mean, look at this.
Carlos waves his arms.
Really,
Nick shakes her head in disapproval. She waves her finger.
Movement.
She walks over to join them. Lauren and Carlos move closer.
Exactly.
Nick interjects herself directly between them.
Yeah. We should probably get busy, though. We have to get this place ready, so.
You know, Carlos.
Tara sprints over and grabs Nick.
Get some pieces from local artists.
Nick pushes her away.
I would love for you to see.
And I would love nothing more.
Great. I'll bring them here tomorrow.
Carlos takes her hand and kisses it.
Cuidados.
He winks at the girls as he walks away.
Well, I think someone may have just boarded your ship.
Lauren smiles and laughs. Daytime aerial view of the busy cityscape. Nick sits at the small round dining room table.
Ladies, what do you think? Scarf or no
Lauren
scarf?
Enters wearing a beautiful pink dress
it.
And purple scarf.
You know it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little...
Tara takes a seat at the table.
It's silk, not wool. All right, wish me luck. Thank you so much for watching, Steph.
Tara rubs Lauren's shoulder as she walks away. She grabs her purse off the island and a large print for the gallery.
Carlos should have gone as a buffer between her and Carlos.
Tara pours sangria into the glasses. She hands one to Nick.
Who said anything about a date?
Sydney slowly approaches the table.
And you can't spoil what Lauren and Peter had.
She grabs a glass and a pitcher of sangria.
Coffee.
She pours herself a glass and places the pitcher back on the table.
Don't worry, Nick. I got this covered. Because if anyone can bring Lauren and Peter back together, it's Steph.
Daytime exterior of the art gallery. Lauren holds up the latest print, looking for the right place to hang it. She leans it against the radiator. She looks at the larger print that she brought from home.
Carlos
appears from upstairs.
Oh,
He notices the new works.
Wow. It's like it's screaming at me through the canvas.
I know. I've never known...
Carlos takes the lid off his thermos.
Captures my soul like Bianca does. She really is...
Carlos pours into the cup. One hands it to Lauren.
Thanks.
He pours himself a cup and places the thermos on the table.
It is amazing how you have... Your gallery will be a great success.
Thank you.
Lauren takes a sip of the beverage.
What is this?
Carlo slowly walks back over to Lauren.
It's what we would have back home in the summer. Half beer.
He examines the cup. Lauren grins.
Could make a killing at the school barbecue.
Salud.
They cheers and drink, their gaze fixed upon one another.
Here, I...
Carlos points behind Lauren.
It's my recent project.
He picks up a dark bag off the floor.
I hope you like
it. And places it next to the table. He reaches inside and places a sculpture of indistinguishable form upon the table. Lauren is buying time. She throws up her hands and smiles.
What inspired you to make this? What's it called?
This one is called Círculo de la Vida. I make them all by feel. Close my eyes and move my hands.
Carlos moves closer to Lauren.
Over the stone. And each beautiful imperfection tells me a story. And once a story has been told, I begin.
That's funny because my daughter just made a project like that. At the
He slides in closer. Lauren turns her head away.
Right. It is hot.
Here.
Carlos pulls her hair back and places the cold thermos on her neck. She closes her eyes as he moves closer, his nose touching her cheek.
I'm sorry.
She almost kisses him, then turns away.
It's okay.
No.
It's okay. No.
Carlos
it's
takes a step back.
You.
And puts the thermos back on the table.
You're hot, okay? And I mean, fresh out the oven hot, and I'm single for what seems like a minute. I mean, I literally just signed up for my first dating site.
I understand.
Carlos nods.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lauren seems a little ashamed.
So, what about you? Any serious relationships?
Lauren smiles.
Have I been in love? Yes. I am in love every day because I don't believe love is serious because it is everything. And if you think everything is serious, then you're really not living.
Lauren smiles and nods in agreement.
Well, I'll be living very soon again after I take care of a few other things.
Carlos smiles slightly.
And on that note,
Lauren grabs her cup.
I should really get back to getting the gallery ready, but...
And hands it back to Carlos.
Of course. And please...
He grabs his cup and the thermos.
Keep this sculpture as a gift.
Lauren smiles, unsure how to react. Carlos cheers with the thermos as he walks back up the stairs. Lauren turns, relieved. Aerial view of the wooded suburbs. Sydney walks with Stephanie down a small strip mall.
Hands are okay. She's better at making what she calls charcuterie.
Sid carries a small pink box.
Oh, like a platter with cheese.
Stephanie has a cupcake.
Yeah. Phil used to make one for the party she and my dad had. Everyone always said they were the best.
Well, there is a reason.
They walk towards the picnic table and take a seat on top.
I'm sure they've planned some pretty great parties for you. And I heard you have a birthday coming up.
I do, but I don't think they're going to plan together this time. Because, you know.
Well, I think if you want them to plan it, I'm sure.
Sid gives Stephanie an over-exaggerated wink.
I think I get why my mom calls you guys the Love Club.
Why don't you go inside and pick out some more cupcakes for this birthday brainstorm? I'll be right there.
Okay.
Stephanie jumps off the picnic table and makes her way back into the cupcake store. Sydney takes one of the cupcakes from the box. She grabs her phone and makes a call.
I have a job for you.
She takes a large bite from the cupcake.
Nick
and Tara are at Peter's office.
Well, I'm only here for the kids.
They turn the corner and knock on the wall.
Knock, knock.
I hope we're not in.
Peter sits behind his desk, phone in hand.
We need to talk about your daughter's birthday.
Yeah, because you and Lauren are going to plan it.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to Lauren about it.
Well, you should, because I think Steph's expecting something pretty special.
Peter is suspicious.
The best people to make that happen are her parents. So why don't you come by the house tonight? We will make sure that we are out of your hair, and then you and Lauren can get to brainstorming.
And you only have 2 days left, so.
Peter smiles and submits.
I will be there.
Great.
Nick stops and points at
this
the bare wall.
Yeah.
Exterior of Lauren's home. Peter's Tesla is in the driveway. Lauren enters the kitchen.
Dad's here.
As Stephanie and Peter come in from the backyard.
Hey, Peter.
Well, your friends reminded me that we have a birthday party.
He throws his arm around Stephanie.
So, thought I could lend a hand.
Stephanie smiles ear to ear.
Where are they?
They went to grab dinner.
Come on, Mom. You and Dad always plan the best birthday parties. This year shouldn't be different, right?
Lauren shakes her head.
All right.
Lauren takes a seat on the gray chaise lounge. She pulls a white journal and pen from her purse.
Creative team tells me they are.
Peter sits in a tan wingback.
Or we can.
Stephanie sits on the arm.
We could have obstacle courses and prizes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Actually, I know what kind of party I want. I want an inclusive, gender-neutral party with no stereotypes.
Oh.
Lauren is surprised but approves.
Then that will be the party.
Thanks, Dad.
Stephanie gives her dad a big hug.
Me too.
Thanks.
She stands up and gives Lauren a big hug as well.
Can't wait to see what you guys are going to plan.
Stephanie runs off, leaving the two of them alone.
Pretty amazing, huh?
It is. Except now we have to meet her expectations. So if you're too busy, I could handle it.
No, I've got time, and Steph wants us both on this, so.
Fine. Okay, well, the first thing off the list is no prince or princesses.
Lauren begins to make a list in her notebook.
That way we could have a mask-making station. That way people could choose what they want to be.
That's great.
So we have a mask-making station, no gender stereotypes, and we just need some games.
Peter smiles wide.
Speaking of games, you remember that toga party we had? You tied a little toga garter around your
Lauren
thigh.
Lauren grins and giggles.
You were the only one at the party to come up with that genius little accessory.
It was an original idea.
And a lot easier to take off than the one you wore under your wedding dress.
That's because you're trying to take it off with your teeth in front of the entire wedding party.
Yeah, your dad wasn't very impressed, was he?
No.
Oh, boy.
Their eyes meet. Peter grabs his phone from his jacket pocket. Lauren looks down and away.
Well, I know you got other things to do and people to get back to.
Yeah.
Peter stands.
Say goodbye to Steph.
Peter, you're going to be there, right? The party?
Yeah, of course. Won't miss it.
Lauren is unconvinced. Her eyes follow him as he walks to Stephanie's room. Daytime aerial of the heavy wooded neighborhood, the city in the background. Lauren reviews gallery submissions. Nick and Tara enter through the front door.
How was party planning?
Well, thanks to your shenanigans, Peter and I are now throwing an inclusive, gender-neutral party.
I like it.
Yeah, so do I. You know what? You're right. We should be planning Steph's birthday together.
Nick smiles.
Yes, it is. I have dinner.
She holds up a brown paper bag of takeout. Tara slowly follows behind. She beelines over to Lauren. She stands behind her and looks over her shoulder.
What's
Lauren
that?
Looks down at her iPad.
My social media page for the gallery. It already looks more interesting than my dating profile.
Tara takes a seat beside her at the table.
How was the hot artist today?
He's fine. But I mean, it could have been really fine.
Tara raises an eyebrow and nods.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
Look, if you're not ready, that's cool.
Lauren flicks through the webpage.
So, is Peter going to be at the party, too?
Yeah, he says he'll be there. And honestly, he may miss an occasional parent-teacher meeting, but he's never missed a birthday, so.
Lauren taps on the table. She awkwardly flips through the webpages.
Look, I know I don't talk a lot about my dad leaving because there's nothing to say. He left. That was that. I never saw him again. So even though Peter does put his career first a lot of the time.
Tara grabs Lauren's hand. Lauren nods in agreement.
Now, what about that dinner?
Tara stands, right, grabs her purse, and walks towards the kitchen. Lauren bites her lip, contemplating. She gets a message from Peter. It's a pic of multicolored chrome-finished balloons. She smiles. She gets a notification from Carlos. Welcome to the world of the living. She pouts her lip and checks his profile pics. She zooms in for a closer look of Carlos in his bathing suit. She squints her eyes.
These have got to be photoshopped.
She clicks send wave, sent. She savors the moment. She receives a message from Peter. He's in a toga holding a beer and a sword. Day of the party, donuts, white glue and sparkles, tie-dye shirts, Stephanie and the party-goers near the cake, beanbag toss, Stephanie just overshoots, children wave, presents with large bows are on the table, Stephanie squeezes out some glue, a giraffe mask being painted.
Nice.
Nick is playing scorekeeper.
Good score.
The girl places a gift on the table and fixes her hat.
Thank you.
Tara blows a kiss to Lauren. She walks away with two bolts.
Wow.
She spins around the children,
like Lauren, Peter, I've done
wearing
it again.
Pink flamingo sunglasses. Lauren wears a green vest.
Wow, doors.
She admires the painting.
A wonderful use of color.
Stephanie grabs the painting from the easel.
Don't look, it's a surprise.
Okay.
Peter
okay.
sits opposite, working on his own portrait.
Up in my gallery.
Peter wears a blue shirt with white flowers.
Yeah, I'm finally doing it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Lauren looks up, concerned.
Heads up, it is mom incoming.
Oh boy.
Okay. Peter stands up from the table and stands united with Lauren.
Interesting party, Lauren. Peter.
The young girl walks between them.
Thank you, Diane.
Diane wears a beige pantsuit with pinstripe.
These paints all made here.
Her dark auburn hair pulled over her ear.
Foreign brands, they may not list any toxic ingredients.
Lauren grabs one of the paints off the table. She pulls off the lid and snorts it.
They're
Diane is horrified.
Nothing to fear.
Although, I would watch out for the cookies I brought. They,
The couple expresses disgust and embarrassment. Diane walks between them and the pool. Nick gets Sydney's attention. Lauren and Peter share a laugh. Peter jogs to the table and grabs his painting.
All right, you ready?
Okay, what you got?
I think I have the perfect work of art for your gallery.
Okay.
He spins around the canvas to present his self-portrait.
What? Look, you don't think this could replace a painting you stole from my office?
Peter playfully throws up his brows.
I didn't think you noticed that day. Mm. And for the record, I only borrowed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that your gallery is going to be a huge success.
Lauren smiles slightly.
It is your passion, so.
Really? Mm-hmm. Thought you'd forgotten.
Of course not. I'm sorry if it seemed that way.
Lauren accepts his honesty.
That
the love club watches from the other side of the pool.
Well, listen, despite you trying to butter me up, okay, that will not be in my gallery. No. Oh,
Peter punches himself in the gut.
Okay. Just one second.
Lauren grabs her phone.
Oh, shoot. I forgot I have a few lights being delivered there in a couple hours.
Hey,
she wipes her nose.
Take stuff home after the party.
No, it's okay. I could ask the girls to watch her.
No, I know, but it's my daughter's birthday. Plus, I'd like to help out.
All right.
Lauren smiles at Peter warmly.
You're welcome.
Peter smiles back. Lauren looks back and shares a smile. Tara lifts her glasses for a better look.
That look has nothing to do with horses.
Exterior nighttime. A full moon breaks through the cloud cover. Nighttime. Exterior of Peter's house. He pulls a bag of popcorn from the in-wall microwave.
Yes.
He jogs over to Stephanie,
popcorn
who's taking cover in their blanket fort. Peter grabs a seat beside her.
You know what? Daddy's pretty hungry. I might just have this all to myself.
Stephanie grabs the bag from Peter.
It's open.
Lauren steps through the front door. Stephanie and Peter remain very quiet in the fort.
Hello?
Lauren almost walks past, but the two jump out and scare her.
Hey, guys.
She takes a seat on the floor.
Urban camp out?
Yep, why don't you come in, Mom?
Stephanie wears blue pajamas with orange slices on them.
Oh,
Lauren squeezes in under the blankets.
Can I stay here and sleep in a tent?
I said it was okay only if it's cool with you.
Sure, of course. Whatever the birthday girl wants.
Yes, we're going to get
Stephanie
this.
Exits the blanket fort. Peter pats her on the back.
So, how'd it go with the lights?
Oh, wow. They illuminate the pieces beautifully. So, they'll be amazing for when the gallery opens, which is great because I got at least a dozen new artists coming and some serious collectors.
Okay. Well, if you want, I could get my marketing team to put some momentum behind it, you know, get the gallery trending and all that.
Oh, but that'd be great. Thank you.
No problem.
Peter makes a no sweat motion.
Actually, I'm going to step out. It's going to get hot in here.
Okay.
Lauren slides out from the tent on her knees. She stands up and Peter joins her.
I'm actually putting together...
The two of them walk over to the kitchen island.
They're entering the meal kit space.
Peter holds up the proposal.
Take a look.
Now, you know I'm not your pseudo-assistant anymore, right?
Hey, you're not my pseudo-anything. It's just, I trust you.
Lauren takes the proposal from Peter.
Now, you'll see it has all the standard points, healthy, budget-friendly, easy. We just need something to make it stand apart.
Okay, well, what if you market it, you know, not just lunches and dinners, but different moments, like dinner parties, book clubs.
Sunday night football.
Yes, exactly. You know, just food made easy. Right.
Okay.
Their eyes meet.
Nothing. It's just we always made a good team. Still makes me wonder what happened.
It's like I told you, it just became all about Team Peter.
I know, but I never... Ask you not to.
Peter recognizes that truth.
Right, but you stopped asking what I wanted.
You should have told me how you felt.
Stephanie emerges from the bedroom with a pillow and a book. She joins her parents at the large island.
I've got an extra pillow if you want to stay. It can be like our camping trip.
Oh, baby, that sounds like a lot of fun, but I have Nick and the girls at the house. Okay. I promise I'll pick you up in the morning with your favorite smoothie.
Stephanie is disappointed.
Hey, excuse me, little lady. Where's my pillow?
You're too big for the tent, Dad.
Wow, I'm too big.
He's right, you know. Come here.
Lauren gives Stephanie a huge hug.
Good night, bug.
Peter puts his arm around her shoulder.
Good night, Peter. Good night. And, hey.
Peter holds up the proposal.
Anytime.
Lauren playfully tugs at Stephanie's chin. Clouds drifting past the full moon. Lauren sits in bed wearing a lavender nightgown. She types in the computer. Peter sits in his bed also typing on the computer. Lauren closes the lid to her laptop and places it on the nightstand beside a picture of Stephanie. Peter does exactly the same. He turns off the light, as does Lauren. She slides down into the bed, shuffling onto her side of the bed. Peter, again, does the same. Slowly close their eyes and begin to drift off.
I didn't want to confuse Steph.
Lauren and Sydney step into the kitchen.
It's hard enough on her already.
I get
They place
that.
Their bag of wine bottles on the island.
Did you want to stay the night?
Sid pokes Lauren in the shoulder.
Part of me did. Doesn't matter anyway because Peter's moving on.
But he did offer to help market the gallery. That's
Lauren pulls
right?
a bottle from the bag.
Whoa.
Tara enters from behind, wearing a green pantsuit.
I forgot to cancel the subscription that Peter and I have. When a case came in, we'd have our own wine tasting, blindfold and everything.
You know,
We would be more than happy to play the wine tasting game with you tonight. And I can even get some cheese to complement the wine.
You know what? That is a plan I cannot say no to. But first, I gotta head over to the gallery and meet the sign guys. But I promise I'll be back in time for a little cocktail hour.
Well, you will have the wine breathing.
Lauren leaves Tara and Sydney. Sid grabs a bottle of white.
It is.
Tara takes it from her hands. Lauren takes a photo of the gallery sign, Mind's Eye Art Gallery. Carlos approaches from behind.
Hi.
The installers fold up their yellow ladder.
Because art lives in the imagination of the beholder.
I bought this name 10 years ago while I was still in college. Been paying for it every year since waiting
Carlos
for
Carlos turns to face Lauren.
10 years. Why wait such a long time?
I said I think it was my turn.
Then let's make a date to celebrate.
No, you don't need to do that.
This is a moment to mark in history. A new and exciting chapter in your life.
Carlos takes her phone.
Bask in your moment.
And types his information in her contacts. Lauren watches dreamily as he walks away. She looks down at her phone, then slowly back up at Carlos.
Hey, guys.
Lauren enters the front door
so
of her house.
We need to be back because Peter...
Tara and Nick walk down the city street with Stephanie.
Well, we thought it'd be fun to take Steph out for pizza, and then she remembered it's her dad's day. So, if it's cool...
Lauren steps out of her shoes.
A couple hours, and then we'll do cocktails.
Yeah. That'll be great. I'll let him know. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Great, bye.
Tara ends the call. Stephanie gives the girls a five.
Look,
Nick and Tara shake.
So should we have pineapple?
No.
Ew. Oh.
Lauren enters the kitchen. She places her purse and keys on the large white island. She texts on her phone and notices the wine and charcuterie board. She giggles and smiles.
Hey.
Peter enters the kitchen.
You know, I was just texting you. The girls took her out and didn't realize that you were coming. But they promised to bring her back to your place in a couple hours, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course, no problem.
Peter points over to the wine and charcuterie board.
It is. I keep forgetting to cancel it.
He walks over to the table.
Well, maybe. That's a good thing.
He presents the bottle label out.
Well, maybe we could try a bottle or two.
Oh.
I mean, unless you have plans.
No plans? Corks, you still in the same place?
Sure is.
Lauren looks at Peter lovingly. Her gaze doesn't leave him as he gets the corkscrew. Exterior of Lauren's house. Four bottles of wine have been opened and partially tasted. Lauren and Peter sip from their glasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm definitely...
They're taste testing with their eyes closed.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say with the sour cherry flavor, one with the... Beaujolais.
Peter sets his glass on the coffee table. He turns the bottle and checks the label.
You're right. Okay, right again. Wow, I guess I'm a little off my game.
I mean, I do have a bit of an edge with the girls being here.
Lauren makes the gesture with her thumb and forefinger.
Oh, just a little bit?
Peter mocks her.
You know I've seen you before in action, right?
Yes, you have.
Yes.
Peter cannot stop admiring her beauty.
You remember that that New Year's where you all met?
Mm-hmm.
We made some pretty big decisions that night. Any regrets from that night?
Their gaze locks.
No. How could I? You have stuff.
Peter places his hand on Lauren's.
You know what? Wait here.
Lauren puts her glass on the table.
I'm gonna get you something.
She taps Peter on the knee.
Oh, yeah. I'll be right back.
She gets up from the couch and makes her way to the kitchen. Peter smiles warmly. Lauren enters the bedroom and opens up the dresser drawer. She looks through a variety of blouses, pink, leopard print. Peter looks down at her phone sitting on the couch beside him. He picks it up to see the notification. It's Carlos. It's my mind's eye. Peter clicks on the profile pic. He swipes through and sees the pictures of Carlos at the beach in his bathing suit.
Come on, these gotta be photoshopped.
Lauren continues going through her drawer, and she finds a blindfold. She smiles as she stretches the fabric between her fingers.
Peter!
Lauren comes down the stairs, giggling with blindfold in hand. Peter is putting on his jacket, walking towards the front door.
Yeah. Sorry, something came up and I really should get back for Steph.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll make sure to cancel the wine subscription, unless you want it.
No.
Lauren shakes her head.
Right, well...
Peter awkwardly lifts his hands.
See you soon.
And exits through the front door.
See you.
Lauren is confused. Aerial view of the wooded suburbs, the city in the far distance. Lauren sits at the island, going through her phone. She sets it on the counter and takes a drink of her wine. The love club enters.
Early? Actually, Peter was here for a bit, so we did a little tasting. There's plenty left over if you guys want.
So?
Nick goes over to the table to grab a bottle of wine.
Actually, I don't think after a separation it's a good idea to go there.
Well, I get it. It's complicated, you know?
Nick returns with wine glasses in hand.
Where she sleeps with her ex-husband, and it's really confusing for her, but they rekindle a really beautiful romance.
I actually did see that one on a plane, and she ends up with
Nick fills the glasses with wine.
Yes, but it could have gone either way because her ex-husband still loved her.
Okay, listen, I see what you're trying to do there.
But it's okay, because in 3 days,
my dreams are going to be fulfilled, and I'll finally have my gallery. Besides, Peter's not the only one dating now.
Wait, what?
After Peter left, I texted Carlos. So he's going to take me to the diplomat.
Apparently there's a Gilly exhibit going on in the lobby.
So this time, Tara, you'll be living vicariously through me.
Tara smiles and scrunches her face.
Crazy though, right? I mean, that's one bridge. Once you cross it, it could change everything.
Everything has changed, Nick. It's time I moved on.
Nick looks down, disappointed. Daytime exterior of the busy city streets. Peter browses the Mind's Eye Gallery website.
That meal service brought down the house.
Dan enters wearing a blue suit.
It did. I can't take all the credit. Lauren was a real brilliance behind it.
Really?
And Dan paces in front of the desk.
Just like it always did.
Huh. Peter gets a notification on his phone. He picks it up and checks.
What? I asked Serena to join our team. We're going for drinks tonight to discuss it.
So...
Dan shakes his head, misunderstanding.
What happened to her being the perfect match in other ways?
Yeah, I told you. I'm just not there.
Too bad. But at least you're taking one for the office team.
Dan steps in for a fist bump.
By the way...
Dan stops and scans the room. Peter looks at the blank space on the wall. He sits back in his chair, exhaling deeply. He looks at the picture of his family.
I should have went
exterior of Lauren's
not
home.
I have since first
Lauren points to a large built-in closet.
You're going to look fabulous in whatever
Sydney
you
sits
wear.
On the bed.
Oh, I know.
Lauren walks over to a smaller built-in closet.
What about this?
She pulls out a mustard-colored evening gown.
Moon image. She's still fit.
She drops her arms, exasperated.
Laura, you don't have to follow through with this date if you don't want to. It took me 10 years to move on from Byron, which I get is a long time, but if I had tried when I wasn't ready, then I would have never met Theo, the man that I should be with. I know. I just don't want this to be the gallery all over again with me waiting in the wings, getting angrier by the day while Peter gets to do whatever he wants.
Don't worry. We'll be right back.
Lauren smiles and hugs Sydney tightly. Nighttime aerial view of the city. Rows of well-lit high-rises. The steady flow of traffic. Downtown near the gallery.
Look at these.
Carlos and Lauren check out various abstract works.
Daring us to look away, knowing it is impossible.
Lauren smiles and places a hand on Carlos' chest as she walks past.
Not this piece. This one has a story I would love to peel back.
Carlos' attention turns to the waitress. His eyebrows raise. The patron takes a glass of wine. Carlos bites his lip. He walks over to the waitress. The love club looks on from afar.
Is he eyeballing that waitress?
Oh no, he is on it.
The waitress smiles as Carlos pours on the charm.
No, let's wait for her cue.
Lauren turns, realizing Carlos isn't there.
I was there.
She sees him flirting with the waitress. Lauren is confused. Carlos hands her a glass of wine.
Very complex flavors.
Thank you.
Lauren sips the wine, unimpressed with Carlos' behavior.
You know, I'm beginning to see what you mean about the whole love is everywhere.
Oh, there is nothing wrong with appreciating the beauty that surrounds us.
He points to the painting.
Right, but just how often do you appreciate it?
Lauren, as often as I can.
Lauren awkwardly laughs. Carlos notices another and walks away. Lauren is fuming. Nick picks up her phone. She calls Lauren.
To come here for
Peter enters drinks. With Serena.
Apparently the Sigma Malt is excellent.
Hey, hi. Are you ready to get out of here?
No. No, thank you. I don't need my ears cleaned.
Nick is visibly confused.
I don't know.
I do. Look who just showed up.
Peter takes a seat at the table. Serena joins him.
Oh my gosh.
The waitress brings Peter and Serena their single malt scotches. Lauren looks away.
I mean, he's...
Carlos gets emotional.
Makes me want to...
Lauren laughs nervously. She captures Peter's attention. He smiles.
You are so full of life tonight.
Carlos likes it.
Of course I am. Tonight is a celebration de moi.
Celebration.
To my gallery.
They cheers.
Salud.
And drink. She looks back at Peter.
I have to say, Peter, I am thrilled about your job offer and a bit disappointed, only because I guess this means that us having the
Peter can't take his eyes off Lauren.
Question.
He's getting jealous.
Peter?
Sorry. Well, what were you saying?
Dating, you and I.
Yes, no, not if we're going to be working together.
Of course.
He still can't stop looking at Lauren.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just great.
He downs his drink.
About your gallery, I would like to ask if you would display the sculpture I gave you.
Oh.
Lauren is caught on the spot.
Yes, of course.
Carlos smiles.
Especially since you use these amazing hands.
Oh, really?
Carlos admires his own hands.
Well, then maybe you'd like to see my latest sculpture.
He takes Lauren's hands in his own. Lauren looks over to see if Peter's watching.
I'm just going to use the ladies' room real quick, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Again, she looks at Peter as she walks away. The love club quickly scrambles to join her in the washroom.
That's when he's been dating. And now they're here on another date when he should be at home with Steph.
But you're also on a date.
Yeah, and you do look pretty cozy.
Please, I'm just doing that to rub it in Peter's face. Besides, I am not trying to be another notch of beauty for Carlos, okay? Oh, God, I gotta get out of here.
I could pull the fire alarm.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell Carlos that I'd love to go back to his place. Once we get outside, I'll ditch him, and I'll meet you guys at the house, okay?
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine. You guys duck out? I got this.
Lauren exits the washroom. Carlos, phone in hand, once again approaches the waitress.
You know what? Do you want another drink?
Actually, I'm still good.
I'm
Peter wiggles his glass.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
He stands up and heads to the bar. He looks over at Carlos.
Another scotch, please.
He stares down Carlos. Lauren approaches.
What are you doing here? I thought you were home with Steph.
He
gestures towards Serena.
I got a sitter.
Carlos pulls Lauren in tight.
Anyways, this is Carlos, a very, very talented artist. Carlos, this is my ex, Peter.
Ah, the one who released this force into the world.
Carlos shakes Peter's hand.
So tell me, Peter, what is your favorite?
Peter can barely understand him.
What?
The art, you must appreciate it, no?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it's Gilly. It's so...
You know what? Hey, we are actually going to go check out Carlos's his masterpiece at his private studio.
Uh-huh.
So, I'll let you get back to your meeting. Shall we?
Yes.
When has not.
Arlo smiles and taps Peter on the shoulder. Peter is fuming. He walks back to the table with his glass of scotch.
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
He holds his nearly empty glass up.
My wife is here wearing a dress she wore on her honeymoon, but now she's wearing it with some Latin lover.
I thought your profile said that you were separated.
I'm sorry. This isn't happening.
Peter gets up from the table emphatically.
No?
Carlos and Lauren exit the front door. They walk along the sidewalk.
Carlos, I'm sorry. I may have been leading you on, although I don't think you're too worried. But look, either way, I'm not going with you. Okay, I'm not going to your studio.
Carlos grabs her and kisses her deeply, just as Peter approaches.
Bless you.
Carlos turns and walks away. Lauren is stunned.
Wow.
Lauren turns away, ashamed.
Pegged him for your type.
Well, that's funny, because Serena seems like she's yours.
She's a new work colleague, Lauren.
Please. I saw you two coming back from your perfectly matched coffee date.
That was before I decided to offer her a job, and before I...
Before what?
Peter?
Serena approaches.
Nothing. I hope you have a good rest of your night, Lauren.
Peter turns and walks away. He goes back into the gala with Serena. Lauren turns, pondering her mistakes. Lauren sits in her kitchen.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Sydney joins them.
Tired?
Went back to the gallery late last night because I forgot these artist contracts.
Yeah, we figured.
Nick pours coffee from the carafe. Then hands it to Sydney.
Oh. So, Peter wants nothing to do with me anymore.
Why? What happened?
Peter caught Carlos kissing me.
Wait, what? I thought you said you weren't into him.
I'm not. He kissed me. But I'm sure to Peter it looked like I was a willing participant because I pretty much said I was. So, I think this whole dance is over.
Well, at least you're showing him what he's
Nick
losing.
Nick doesn't agree.
You know, a woman who's gone out to get what she wanted.
You're talking about the gallery, right?
Of course.
I know. But as amazing as it is, it doesn't feel as great as it should. Which is why I was the one that told Peter that New Year's that I would put my dreams on hold.
Well, we thought you agreed to tell him what you wanted.
I did. What I want is to be with him. If I had stayed and opened that gallery and just let him go, my dreams wouldn't have been fulfilled because Peter was the man of my dreams. He is the man of my dreams. So how could they come true if he's not in them?
Nick smiles compassionately.
Yeah, well, it looks like you realize that a little too late.
No. No, you haven't.
That's right. You can't give up.
The kiss with Carlos.
Mm. In the famous words of Ross Geller, you were on a break.
Oh. Since when did you start quoting TV shows?
Who cares? She's right. You didn't even want that kiss.
No, you did not.
Mm-mm. So you don't think I crossed the bridge?
You can so walk yourself back from that.
Because you haven't done anything wrong.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Nope. Not a thing.
So, today, we're going to get out of your way, but when Peter drops off Steph, what are you going to do?
I'm going to tell him I want to give us
the love club nods yes, their affirmation.
Are.
They all hold hands and smile. Peter picks up the Purolator envelope off the island. He opens it.
Steph, we gotta get going.
It's the divorce settlement. He turns it to the last page and grabs his pen. He quickly signs it. He's in disbelief. He stuffs the settlement back into the envelope. Peter's red Tesla pulls up at Lauren's house. Lauren closes a drawer in the kitchen and meets Stephanie as she enters through the front door.
I didn't change because Bridget invited me over for a swim.
Okay.
Peter enters the front door.
Hey.
He carries Steph's overnight bag.
I ran into them on the way here. I hope that's okay.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have anything planned.
He drops the bag beside Lauren.
Here's your stuff, and these are for you.
He hands Lauren the signed documents in the envelope. He offers her a pen.
You didn't have to give these back.
Yeah, actually, I do. This is yours and Steph's house now.
Peter is very sullen. Oh, Lauren is full of regret.
Good luck with everything, Lauren.
Peter turns. He opens the front door.
See ya.
Looks back.
Peter.
And leaves. Lauren is stunned.
Lock the door and hide the key. All I have is thoughts.
She slowly sits down on the bench, trembling.
The things I see.
She pulls the settlement out from the envelope.
The love I feel I can't define.
She turns the pages as she begins to cry. Aerial view of the modest wooded suburbs. The Love Club enters Lauren's house. Sydney closes the door. Tara picks up the signed divorce settlement from the bench. She examines the document. Lauren slowly strolls into the kitchen.
What? No.
Nick, stop. Look, I know since you got here, you're looking for all the signs that you wanted to work it out. Well?
She grabs the settlement from the counter.
It's done.
She walks away angrily. The sun sets on the suburbs. Lauren removes the throw pillows from her bed. She wears a light olive green satin nightgown. She stops to look at the pillows. She removes her pillow and moves Peter's to her side of the bed, placing another pillow on top. She pulls back the sheets and slides into the bed. She pulls the covers up as she rests her head. She looks at the ceiling, truly saddened. Sun rises over the bustling city skyscrapers. Lauren sits sipping her coffee in deep contemplation.
Hey,
the Love Club enters the kitchen.
Sure is.
Why don't you and I go for a quick 2K? Get all those feel-good endorphins going?
I think I'm okay. Seriously, guys, I'm fine. Look, this has all been one grand voyage. One that's taught me to never give up on my dreams for anyone or anything. So, on that note, I just want to make sure that tonight's opening is a success.
Hey, you are the hostess with the mostest.
And I've got the hors d'oeuvres covered.
And the gallery is perfectly unpretentiously chic.
And you've even got entertainment.
Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without you guys.
Making parent-approved cupcakes for Bake Sips.
I'll never do that.
That girl. Now go. We got stuff covered. We'll meet you at the party.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Lauren grabs the contracts and laptop off the island and exits the kitchen.
She is so not okay.
Not even a little bit.
Sydney grabs a seat on the stool. Stephanie enters the kitchen.
I want to show you the painting I was working on. It's the one for my birthday.
Oh, she's busy getting ready for the opening, but can we see it?
Sure.
Stephanie shows the girls the painting.
That's really good.
So good that it should be at the gallery opening tonight.
Really?
Really.
The Love Club smiles slyly.
We are not giving up.
The sun sets in a time lapse over the cityscape. Bustling pedestrians also in a time lapse. Exterior of the gallery, patrons enter the front door. Inside, abstract paintings line the wall. Nick walks past the waitress, carrying her glass of wine.
So this is a local.
Lauren is pitching one of the paintings to a potential collector.
To really express himself. It's incredible.
Lauren wears a flowing lime green pantsuit. She walks through the gallery and makes a line over to Sydney, who examines Carlos's sculpture.
I don't know.
But it did get sold, so art is clearly in the eye of the beholder.
Lauren looks over Sydney's shoulder, surprised. Sydney spins around.
Peter!
Lauren walks over to Peter.
So, this is the vision.
Yeah, this is it.
It's incredible, really. Even for a guy who doesn't get art, I can see what you've done is special.
No, you know what? I think you actually do get it.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, maybe just a little bit.
Just a tiny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came.
Well, your friends called and told me I wouldn't want to miss Stephanie's art unveiling.
Lauren is confused.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Can I get
Tara takes over hosting duties.
Before I hand this off, I'd like you to give it up for your host, Lauren Sanders.
Nick and Sydney head towards the back room.
And now, I want you to give it up for a very special artist who is here.
Stephanie emerges from the back room. Sid and Nick carry out her veiled art piece. Steph takes the microphone.
I just want to say how proud I am of my mom. She always knows how to see what's beautiful, even if it's hard to imagine. So I hope she sees what's beautiful in this painting I drew when my mom and dad threw the best party ever. I named it My Family.
She hands the mic back to Tara. Sid and Nick help Steph with the unveil. It's a painting of her family, all with bright red hearts.
Beautiful.
Stephanie runs into Lauren's arms. She gives her a huge hug.
So
Peter joins them. Carlos walks down the stairs. Nick is terrified. Lauren and Peter notice. Carlos smiles innocently.
I should get going. Congratulations, Lauren.
Peter takes that as his cue. Stephanie looks on, saddened. Exterior of the gallery. Peter exits. He stops in deep thought.
No. You know what? Not again.
Lauren exits the gallery.
Look, I know how it looked like the other night.
Peter briskly walks towards Lauren.
That's not what I ever wanted because
she meets him halfway. He embraces her in a passionate kiss.
I don't care about any of that. I only care about having my wife back. And if you will take me, I promise I will never stop asking what you want because you are the most incredible woman who I have ever met. I'm only the best I can be because of you. So I will be better. I'll even take an art class.
Lauren laughs through the tears of happiness.
Look, I don't care if you don't know who Gilly is. Because you get me, Peter. All of this wouldn't be anything without you.
I love you, Lauren Sanders.
I love you, Peter Bishop.
They share a passionate kiss.
Yeah,